Tim Walz accuses Trump of using issue of Somali fraud to hurt working Minnesotans. By Elizabeth Weibel on December 31, 2025. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, D., accused President Donald Trump of using the issue of alleged Somali immigrant fraud as an excuse to hurt working Minnesotans. In a post on X, Walz responded to a post from Fox News regarding Walz's previous comments accusing Trump of politicizing the issue of alleged Somali fraud. Walz's comments came after the Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, announced on Tuesday it was freezing all child care payments to Minnesota. While Minnesota has been combating fraud, the president has been letting fraudsters out of jail, Walz wrote. Trump's using an issue he doesn't give a damn about as an excuse to hurt working Minnesotans. In a video announcement posted on X, HHS Deputy Secretary Jim O'Neill revealed the agency has taken three direct actions against the blatant fraud that seems to be rampant in Minnesota. Today, we have taken three direct actions against the blatant fraud that seems to be rampant in Minnesota, O'Neill explained. First, I have activated our Defend the Spend system for all ACF child care payments across America. Starting today, we require a justification receipt or photo evidence before we make a payment. Second, I have just signed and sent a demand letter to Governor Walz. I required a full 360 review of these centers. This includes attendance records, licenses, complaints, investigations, and inspections. The announcement from HHS comes after citizen journalist Nick Shirley released a video of himself visiting several child care centers in Walz's state that had allegedly received millions of dollars in federal aid. During his visits to these child care centers, there appeared to be no signs of children. One child care center in particular that Shirley visited, called the Quality Learning Center, had misspelled the word learning as leering on its sign. Breitbart News's Warner Todd Houston reported that other citizen journalists have been exposing potential Somali fraud of taxpayer funding in states such as Ohio, Maine, and Pennsylvania.